Me not care what you want to say. People we don't go to church now because of COVID-19. Them fully lack of faith and them is no Christian.
Me disagree. The Bible say I must use wisdom, don't? So are you going to, you know that there's a car coming. You're going to walk in front of the car and kill yourself because you have faith?
Yeah, I'm going to believe someone has a dead faith.
You just proved my point. Because if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to die. That's my point. L-O-L.
The views that I just shared, they're not entirely mine. However, let's get into the real podcast. No, you give the intro. I want to see how good you are. You do YouTube. Do something.
Oh, God. On the spot. Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Nasanta Real Podcast where we
discuss... Nasanta's real, Marie Brand.
Nasanta's real?
Yeah.
Speech impediment much? Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Nasanta's real. One more real thing from the real podcast with the real folks and the real stories. So today we're going to be discussing... church and the COVID. No, the church and
oh my God, like this is the second time I've actually given you opportunity to do an intro and you gave me an epic fail. You do not deserve to be on OK Sis. By the way, check out her YouTube. Okay, that's OHHKAYSIS Sis. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, for our YouTube. Sorry, guys. Not deserve to be on our podcast because you're an epic failure.
It takes me a couple of takes, okay? You put me on the spot.
Anyways, hey guys, welcome to Nasanta's Reel with your girl Nasanta. You just heard Patricia Chisholm, aka what?
Patricia PC.
That's the name that you want to go with?
Yes. That's my Instagram, guys. Follow me.
Okay, at this particular moment in time, it's not a shout out moment, so you're calm. That's what we do towards the end. This is the intro, sis.
Okay, you can call me.
No, you just say okay, sis. Oh my God. I just gave you another opportunity, bruh.
Okay, sis. Okay, sis.
You know what? Anyway, so moving right along.
Right.
We're just going to like run with the intro that she gave. Before we go into the focus, I just want to give you a preamble of what today's podcast is about. Yes, it's about COVID-19 and the church, but before we reach there, so I just want to make it clear. Yeah. So in March 2020, in South Korea, they experienced an outbreak due to COVID-19 where around 5,000 people or so, they catch corona from somebody with God church, and know that the church there insisted that for their in-person meeting, they're going to ban wearing health masks. They are going to pray while touching each other, and at the end of the day, they refused to turn over their membership list to the health officials. And because they blatantly did all of this, they were blamed for contributing to the local epidemic of COVID-19 in that region.
And that's now, crazy.
Exactly. Like, you got really ban health mask and I don't guess the epicenter, Asia, really? Mm-hmm. Then, leading up to March 2020 into about, like, from March 2020, yeah, Mega just said March, to now, there are persons who are saying, who are arguing that saints who do not show up for in-church services, they lack faith, and there is a question on their Christianity and how they view God, how them faith stay. Like, Like, that's not nice. That's judging. And for those who judge others who do this, please remember that in Matthew
chapter 7
said, judge not,
lest he be judged.
Exactly. So whose faith should be questioned? Moving forward, then yes. There are some churches that insist that they are going to hold church, in-person church worship, and it's not because they can't hold online worship, but them just refuse to do it. And you can't really blame them because them they done demonize
social media.
Yes, social media and other streaming platforms. So them have to go around them pulpit and preach and reach and teach. So you can't really blame them.
Right.
And then to close things off now, there are persons who have become very comfortable with going to online churches and so on, that them now believe that if it's a case where COVID-19 should like pass over, not like, well, to some extent, this kind of feel like the Passover, like we're reading at Genesis. Did you ever think about it? No, Exodus. You ever think about it?
Not really. No, I've thought about, there was a time, I can't remember the specifics, but when the instructions that God gave was to stay instead and put the blood over your door. That's the one that you're talking about?
This.
Huh?
That was the Passover.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Like, we're having a new age to pass over.
Yeah, we spoke about it in church. Tanaya Yard.
So you see, you are God church.
Yeah, like, since the government gave the go-ahead, we have opened our doors with the proper precautions.
Of course.
Yes, because we do have medical professionals that attend our church, so we're under good advisement. Is that a word? Advisement?
Advisory.
Advisory. LOL. Advisory.
I preamble before we get into that. So yeah, there are persons who believe that after COVID-19 ends, if it does, then they're just going to stay home and not go to church. No. With all of that said, it begs to question Christians and so on. How has COVID-19 impacted your faith, as well as
how has COVID-19 impacted my faith?
No, may I go to the part there again? It now begs the question, how has COVID-19 impacted your faith, as well as what's the role of in-church attendance to you now, like in your life? Like, the question and never structure, right? But we're going to run with it. To answer the questions, I'm just going to, like, turn them over to you. So first of all, I just want to give, you know, precedence of why you're a relevant person to this show. So Patricia, she is a Christian, and not just a Christian. She has a deep relationship with God. And in addition to that, she's very young, which is really relevant to this platform. And she is a part of the media team at her church. And right now, the media and the church is really important to, you know, the runnings of church operations and so on. So that's why I selected her. Plus, she have the vibes. Have fun.
Thank you. Brought the vibes with me. Anyways, yes. Shall I go ahead and answer my questions?
Yes, please do.
So the first question, you asked, how has it, can you repeat
how
the question?
How has COVID-19 impacted your faith?
Okay, my personal faith and relationship with God.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I think it was of a great help, because I realized that I didn't have many things to distract me or pull me away. I didn't have to go on the road. I didn't have to run any errands. I don't have any major responsibilities like that. So I had more time to pray.
Pick up. Yeah. You are saying did. you know, still COVID-19?
Because church opened back, my things said.
Oh, okay. All right, talk.
Oh, let me start. So, may I say? Okay, so my personal faith and relationship with God was actually kind of strengthened in this time. When it just hit, I wasn't like afraid or anything. I knew that I couldn't go anywhere and do anything, which is a good for me because I don't like going places. So I realized that I didn't have many distractions. I didn't have any errands to run in the beginning stages. You know, when the virus did really hot and everybody had to go home or whatever.
Yeah.
I had more time because I remember watching something and the pastor was saying that this is time we are having to get more connected to God. Because pretty soon there's going to be a time when you don't have the time to build up your relationship. So I use this time to really try to understand the word more, try to pray more, try to get a routine, a schedule for my Christianity, because my relationship with God is very important to me. So I enjoyed this quarantining. It's a time for enjoyment because you're not going to be cumbered with, oh, you have to go meet up with your friend and do all of these things or whatever. You start to, it's a refocusing time. So I think it was a great thing for my relationship with God.
Yeah, in terms of my relationship with God, I am thankful for COVID-19. Like, in all honesty, I've never felt this connected to God.
Yeah.
Never felt disconnected to God. And like, I've been reading my Bible more like daily, like it's just so constant.
Right.
And because I have like online Bible studies with some friends, and like on Sundays we'll just assemble, whichever word it is, together, and we just like, you know, share and so on. And I have never been a frequent youth service attendee, but these days I am going to services on a Friday night. Line and them things there, and I just feel like it has been a great experience for me. I am understanding God more, reading the Old Testament, seeing how he was with the children of Israel during the Passover and beyond.
Right.
It has been a strengthening experience for me. Yeah. And the local hopes of them shut down back everything soon.
Because he told the Israelites to tanner your yard. Because
exactly,
it's about wisdom and what is God saying in the time. Because a lot of people can say, oh, that Old Testament applies to the people of that time. But we can still take nuggets from it and learn, right? Because, to be honest, there was a period of adjustment because I have all this time, I can just idle. But I was like, no, I have time, I can learn some more about God as a Christian. Yeah, and sometimes it's on boring. Like, as a young person, you want to do whatever you want to do, but there's a feeling, you see, when you strengthen your relationship with Christ, there's this feeling of, it just feel good. Like, it just feel
like a
happy feeling. Like, oh my gosh, God love me. Yay!
Like, I legit sit down sometimes and ball, and I'm gonna be like, even in a COVID-19 mess, God, you really love me.
Yeah, you just have a bust of excess love.
Excess love, praise break moment, sing.
Jesus, you come into my joy. To my joy, every my life. To my love. Too much of every my life. Too much.
Too much.
Big and serious. But yeah, it has been like that. for me. All right, what really triggers me though during this time is how many churches are looking on things. Like, I feel like there's this misconception of what forsaking
God. Right.
Yeah, because people be like, you don't want to go to church, and you're in a hiding, you're forsaking the assembly of God. Like, what grounds do you have to tell me that I'm forsaking? Back in biblical days, the assembly was just people meeting together. Now you have people meeting together in their homes with technology.
Right.
With God.
Right. So my take on that is, again, wisdom. Because as much as you have faith and you believe in Christ and you believe that no weapon formed not gonna prosper, all of them things, all of that is fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But the Bible does say the weapons will be formed. You've never said no weapons not gonna form.
Yeah.
So you have to be wise about it. You have to see God for your own self, because you can always be like, oh, I have faith and nothing gonna happen to me. But you're not gonna just get up and do foolishness and expect nothing to happen to you. You're not gonna just walk into oncoming traffic and be like, I'm covered under the blood.
You're
now dead.
There's a difference between arrogance and humbling yourself before God. God works where there's a humble vessel. But when you're arrogant, you might say, all right, are you self?
Right. Since you are God. Yes. Since you are God, go there.
Did you consult with God? Did God tell you to go?
Apparently, they are God. They're God over themselves. So they're going to walk out without a mask and just take a deep breath of the coronavirus. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to. They're going to be in the hospital, dying, and then begging God to save them.
All right, point blank, this is not a journalistic platform, so mega say what mega say, nobody don't come for me. I heard of a scenario of this man, this pastor in America. He was talking about how he's going to tackle coronavirus and this and that, and then a couple days after him dead from corona.
Oh, wow.
Get earbud?
No, I never hear, but I know that there's another preacher that went up into the mountaintop and not leaving until the virus passed, because he's fasting. And I'm saying, if him, like, at the last time when I checked, he hadn't eaten in 4 days. And I'm saying, if God led him to do that, I'm here for it. But if it's of his own self talking about him going fast and pray and then the coronavirus won't go away and God didn't ordain that, then he might die up there from starvation. So these are things that I'm seeing. Like, a lot of the crazy side of Christianity is always in the media, which is how, and it was meant to be technically, because we're supposed to look, a lot of Christians are going to look dumb in these last
times,
but some of them really are doing some crazy stuff. You're just like, is that biblical though?
Yeah, all right. Right now, I'd say that there are a lot of persons there are a lot of pastors rising up. There are a lot of prophets and prophetesses and them something. So we have to be really careful and test the word. Because I remember, like, in March or so, there was this lady who came up and she was like, by April or so, corona go gone.
Oh,
but in a diagnosis. What say you? 4 months, 4 months later. it's still here. So I'm to some extent the kind of believer. But we have to be careful who we listen to in these times. And there, Pat, even though you said that you have pastors online and so on, we have to really be careful of the pastors and when we say we're going to stay home and listen.
That's true.
Like, plus we have to be careful of our own spirit. So we don't lead with spirit to the wrong place.
Well, the Bible says you must try the spirit. And if you're not discerning, then you'll be easily led astray. Yeah, and whatever you feed your soul with, that's what will come out of it. That's why you have so many people that fall under deceptions and stuff like that, because they are utterly convinced of things and it's probably not even what God had said.
Yeah, but even we have to be careful for our own sake, because I remember recently I was home and I didn't go to my church opened up too, and I said that I was going to do online services, and I went to so many churches that day, and for what? Because the messages weren't sinking into my spirit. Yeah. And when me say sinking into my spirit, is like, that's not the word that I want to hear. Like, but where, why, who give me that authority?
Right.
Say when
you want to hear, yeah.
How when me I go to church on a Sunday normal basis, me never did I say preach, next preacher, me no want to hear you, want another preacher. Like, we're not supposed to go to church for hear who we want to hear, where we want to hear.
Which is right, yeah.
We have to also be careful of how and not about with spirit. You make your emotions to dictate how your spirit is fed. That's right. Crazy.
That's crazy. Because when we had online church, I only went to my church.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that we have to be grounded. Not saying that you don't visit other churches, because you know we are one body. We're supposed to be one body. But we still have to, you know, be careful. Even the preachers overseas, we don't know anything about them, you know. We just today said, oh, them sound like them know what they're talking about.
So,
and we would glorify that rather than the word. But I try to seek God for myself. And yes, and He's, because He's the revealer of everything that we need to know in the time that we need to know it. So that's my take on that.
All right. So would you say that in the event that there's a post-COVID, you would stay at home or you just continue to worship at your church?
Okay. So we have been open for physical gathering for like 3 weeks now. And we have... All right. So members of my church, they are medical officials, so we are following the protocols that the government laid out, because you know, give unto Caesar what is due.
Yeah.
And yes, and we have, you know, nurses that work at church, and then so they know what they know their stuff. So
yeah,
we are distances, we're not sitting and grouping up, because I see churches that, like, after the government said we could open up, everybody check up, like, the social distancing is not a thing. It's still a thing. So we separate our chairs and we sanitize, we do temperature checks. And we also have online registration so that we know who is coming to church and we can keep account of everybody that is entering the building. So that's how we tackle it in my church. So I feel... Yes, I feel comfortable with that, because I know the people, I don't know, well, we don't know who they're interacting with outside, but because I know that the protocol ministry that we have at church is taking care of that. So it's
Ooh,
a
protocol ministry.
Yeah, we do have a protocol. Yes, we do. So
protocol ministry and all these things, right.
So I feel much better. I know that ultimately I'm trusting God. But God uses people, God inspires people to do His work or what He wants, you know?
Yeah, so basically what you're describing is faith with works.
Right, because faith without works is what?
Dead. Like dead from coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Please, that's funny. So yeah. we're doing great. We send out our registration links every week so that people can register for church, and we are keeping a safe distance. We are wearing our masks. It doesn't stop you from worshiping. Because I saw a video of a lady talking about how can you praise God with a mask on your mouth? I'm just like regular, just
exactly.
Just, yeah, I'm just like this. These are people that are going viral. People are going
Many of us, we used to always praise God with a mask. It was just not physical.
Oh, that's deep. You went there. Hallelujah.
I went there. I had to.
Let me just say. Something deep. They said, we usually praise God with a mask. It was just not a physical mask.
Oh my God. That was
deep. That the fake praise, the Holy Ghost.
That was it.
Google
But, all right, for me, I am iffy about what to do going forward, because I'm not necessarily comfortable with the protocols that are governing my church.
Okay.
So I don't go every Sunday. Oh, right?
Yeah.
I don't go every Sunday, and I feel like I touch God at home, but at the same time, I feel guilty because in this time, I feel like, yeah, we're supposed to do our own God's people worshiping and so on. And I see where the devil will attack you when you're on your own, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, well, he will always attack you, but you're more capable of falling when you're by yourself.
That's true, because the Bible said that three strand cord is better than something
else. No, a strand cord is not easily broken.
Right, that's the one.
Yeah, in Ecclesia.
Yeah, it's always good to have accountability and to meet with people, because whether two or three are gathered,
touch
the people. Yeah, God is in there. The mid. So even if people can meet up in different, you know, shifts, because initially my church had a shift system where we were supposed to have two services, one in the morning, one in the evening. But now, after some time, we realized that the morning one is fine, because not many people were registering for the evening one, the afternoon one. So we just did one service and we're over early, and everybody leaves like after. There's no loitering or anything like that. So thankfully, that has worked for us for some time now. And God is good. You can't complain. So, which leads me to say, I want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this time, now that churches are opening and like we have the go-ahead, right? Following the right things that we're supposed to do. It really shows people, like the wool from the sheep. That's how you say it? Sheep from the wool?
Separating the wolves from the sheep.
Yes, as well as the thorns from the wheat. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine we're able to have service, and there are still people who are not coming back for now. Like, we don't know if they'll ever come back, and we don't know if they're going to come back next year or what. I don't know the cases. Everybody's different. Can't judge them for that. All right,
remember the perspective that some people are comfortable now worshiping from home.
Right. So I'm saying.
So why? How are you then going to call, say, you're separating sheep from wool? All
right. I mean, in terms of people who will make the effort to come, because
there's a willingness now.
The willingness to come. Yeah.
Willingness to COVID plus sacrifices.
Yes, and all them things. I think about that. Because if all along, how do I put this without being mean? I don't ever want to cause offense. But sometimes it makes me think, like, maybe you're never really in it for real. Maybe you just did not come because it's a thing to come. Mm-hmm. But now that we are open again and we are following what we're not doing anything illegal, we're being safe. So why is it that you still don't want to come? Like, what are you too comfortable at home? Did you fall back I don't know. Like,
in that case, I feel like it would be nice to think about that as in the event where the individual, or if the individual not gonna know it point blank, then you'd be like, all right, me kind of understand. You're a special case. You know,
right. Yeah.
In the case where the person going to work, this first person going out and so on, then it begs the question, the loyalty. So I get where you're coming
yeah.
from.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm gonna say, oh, I could never understand, or may never understand, or may never know why you don't come to church. No, but one can only be like, we can hope that you're not like, there's a genuine reason.
So or, do you check in on persons who do not come to church instead of like just. I'm not say you per se,
yeah.
but
I don't think about it. Because
we don't know, maybe right. it's COVID, maybe other yeah. things. Yeah. But it's for us not to speculate that hey, this person is in hiding. So we, before we judge persons, we need to ask them, why right. is it I'm seeing you? Is everything okay?
Yeah, then I have done can, that.
If not do them, then you say in a hiding. Then you start.
Am I
comfort.
I have done that. I've checked in. So mm-hmm. some persons are like they're like they have a level of fear.
Yeah.
And some persons are not. They're off the island because they know the border is open.
But yeah.
Not everybody, because I don't know everybody like that fully. So mm-hmm. have contact with them or anything, but it's not something I think about all the time. Because to be honest, sometimes. Like the place feel lighter when there's less persons. I just feel
through the atmosphere yeah. less baggage to deal with.
It feel like lighter. I feel it still feel like because God is still there. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, but I do check in with persons.
From well, that's good. I applaud you there, cause this may turn into another podcast, but. COVID-19 has increased my selfish moments where it's just like me.
Because I don't even know where my phone is, like a lot of the day, like a good chunk of my day, I'm like in a different, like, I don't even know what is WhatsApp, what is Instagram.
I deleted Instagram.
Oh,
you know what? This is all for another podcast.
Okay.
And we have been gone like over 30 minutes.
All right.
So, we eventually, because I don't feel like we've touched everything that I wanted us to touch. So, yeah. We will be continuing this in another, like a part two of this part one. No, mm-hmm. part two of a two-part program. Yeah, so yeah, but thank you so much for taking the time out, even though you've been in your selfish moment.
Yes.
Yeah, alone
in his presence.
Eh?
Alone in his presence
there is fullness of joy.
Come on, sister. All right.
Amen. Oh. I really do appreciate you taking the time out to join me, you know, while reviving this podcast, because it has been ages since, maybe 3 months since I actually did an update. So thank you so much. And I look forward to us working on other episodes.
Thank you for having me. It's been real. You know what I want to say? It's been real. Yes.
Hashtag
it's been real.
Okay,
yo, trademark, that's enough.
It's right. been real. Hashtag. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sis.
All right. So you can give them your thingy now. Before that, so one of my cousins, one of my girls, she has joined the podcasting live. Her name is Dani Folsom. Check her out at Flourish Daily.
Yay.
Yes. It comes out every single Thursday on Anchor, Spotify, everywhere that you listen to this podcast, you can find Flourish Daily. It's really transformational, and it's something that can help your growth during this time. So I encourage you to just check it out, Flourish Daily. Yup.
Yes, please support your girl.
Yeah. For you now, you just tell them your details. Where can they?
Okay, so you're gonna open YouTube, following me, right? Then you're gonna type in OHKAAYSIS, period, and then you'll find us. My sister and I do a YouTube channel. We talk about, we tell stories, we play games. Well, we just have fun and we're just being ourselves while still maintaining our brand, our Christian brand. We don't have to, I'm not saying that we're on there preaching every day, but what? We're showing examples of how to try and be good people and to entertain people without cursing and doing all of them things then half naked. So,
and road to right. what? 500 by the end of August.
Yes. And August is my birth month, so it's special. So let's get it, guys. Thank you. Oh, follow me on Instagram, _PatriciaPC. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in. And it's been ages since I did a shout out to the different countries. So big up Senegal. Them new to Nasanta Real. They've been keeping it. It's been real, yeah. Big up Iran, Afghanistan.
You don't know.
Big up Italy. Big up UK. Big up Jamaica. Big up Canada.
Big up Jamaica, Everzone.
Cayman. Big up Bahamas. Big up Barbados. Big up. At this point, I feel like we just call countries.
Yo, so we're speaking into being. Big up France.
No, but some big of them Dubai. Did. France listens. Big up France. France listens. Big up Belgium. Big up Germany. Like, these people do listen. I'm remembering.
Yay. I'm so proud.
Big
of
up you. Qatar. Big up China. Big up South Korea. Big
yeah.
up. I'm just smiling. God, we've been touching all nations. I'm giving God thanks. Big up. You have some country I'm not even know if I pronounce them name, like Moan Ball. Some of the times I'm on the seat, I'm like, God, are you doing this for me?
I'm really, I do it. You get me real.
It's real. Been real.
It's been real. We need to make a outro song. Listen, la 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 la. It's been real. La 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 la. Santa loves you. Oh, you're fine. Oh, your name going. That's fine.
La 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 la. It's been real.
Yeah.
La 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 la. When a Santa.
Real.
We don't know. Listen, this is where we need to end, and people listen to my goal.
All right. Thank you guys again.
It's been real.
It's been real.
Okay. No, you should say your okay, sis.
Okay, sis.
All right, it's been real with Nasanta tuning out now, so.
Okay, Steve.
All right, ciao.
Ciao. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Billy. Bella. Ciao, Billy Goat. Speak.